Hey, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. Baruch Hashem, tonight we're going to be learning Simin Shin Chaf. Hey, we're going to finish Se'if Yud. We are holding at the very end of page Kuf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and tonight we're going to be doing page 318, Kuf Nun Tes Amud Beis. So today we're going to pick up with the Ramah. Just to remind ourselves, yesterday we learned that the Mechaber holds that if a Nachri does Hotza'a Midah Raisa, he carries something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabim, such as drawing water from a bar that's a Rishus HaYachid and bringing you that water through Rishus HaRabim, and he did it for you. He did it for a Jewish person. No Jew is allowed to get Hana'a from that water of any kind. That was the Shita of the Mechaber. Says the Ramah of Yesh Mekilin Va'omrim, there are those that are Mekil and say Da'afim Huva Derech Rishus Rabim Litzaruch Yisrael, that even if it was brought for the sake of a Jew through a Rishus HaRabim, Mutala Adam Lishtos Mehem, still a person is allowed to drink from them, Hol Ve'afshal Leilach Shem V'lishtos, because you didn't need this Malacha. If you wanted this water, you could have just gone there and gotten it yourself. Meaning, instead of it being brought through the Rishus HaRabim, you could have gone to the Rishus HaYachid and taken your drink of water over there. And therefore, by using this water, you are not getting any Hana'ah from the Malacha that was done by a Nachri. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nun Hey, Hol Ve'efshar De Lo Chashiv Nana Mimlech Haseinu Yehudi B'Shabbos Kiven Davshar Lo Leir L'Toch HaBar V'Lishtos Be'Atar B'Lo Chil Shabbos, because it's not considered that the Yehudi is doing you any favors, because if you really wanted that water without hotza'a, you could have climbed down into the bar and drunk the water there. If it was about feeding your animal the water, then that would be a problem, because an animal cannot climb down into a bar and get the water, and therefore you really needed that hotza'a. And even if it was for an animal, but it was a kind of thing that the water could have been accessible to an animal without having to do hotza'a, such as the water's coming from a river and you could have just brought the animal to the river, or the water is being brought from a bar, which is a Rishus HaYachid, to a surrounding area that's also a Rishus HaYachid, and the animal could have been brought there, then it's mutter, according to this opinion. Even though the Einu Yudi actually brought it through Rishus HaRabim, which is obviously a violation of Hotza'a, this is not considered to be Hana'a from Melech HaShabbos, because you could have gotten that very same Hana'a without Chil HaShabbos. But if the Einu Yehudi brought water to the animal from a bar that's a Rishus HaYachid, that happens to be surrounded by an area that is a Rishus HaRabim, where there's no way you could have accessed that water, beheter or canal, even though there's other water available that could have been accessed without a malacha, meaning this Einu Yehudi took water from a bar in violation of Hotza Midaraisa to feed your behema. But he could have taken water from the river to feed your behema. Now, for your behema to get water from a bar would necessarily involve a malacha. To get water from the river would not necessarily involve a malacha. But still, this is going to be Asr Dal Kalpana Mayimelu Hevi Magam Shev Shalolishos Beater. Because at the end of the day, he took this water from a place that it could not have gotten to Beheter. Sivkat Nunvav Leilich Shah. If a Jew is not able to go there because it's too dangerous, meaning let's say the water would have been accessible from a halachic standpoint, meaning you could have gotten to that water without doing hotza'a, but it's too dangerous to go there, then even this opinion would say that it's aser, because you are getting hana'a from the fact that you don't have to walk through a dangerous neighborhood. Or to do anything with the water that you couldn't do by climbing into the bar is going to be asu, because that's called dino kebehemto. That has the same din as getting water for your behema. Va'asu gam l'deyazu, and this opinion would say that that's asu. Ulinyan dina ha'ikur kedeir rishona. Now that we know that there's the mechaber's opinion that any time a nachri did hotza'a for a Yisrael, no one's allowed to get hana'a from it. And the Ramah says, well, if you could have just as easily accessed that water without doing hotza'a, then you are allowed to get hana'a from it. Says the Mishabura, Torah, I'm going to be machriya that the Iker is keder rishona, that we paskin like the mechaber, who das kol rishonim, because that is the opinion of the majority of the rishonim. V'chein mashma me'agra v'torah shlam v'rak l'tzorach godel o l'tzorach Shabbos yeshlish mechazel l'hakel. If you want to rely on the makel opinion, you can only do so if there's a major need or a Shabbos need. U'motzoy Shabbos yeshiyatim yad b'kol gavni, but you definitely don't need to wait b'kadei sheye asa after Shabbos. Then the Ramah rather goes on to say on the second line, v'yesh matir enaf l'chadchila. Some say that even l'chadchila you can ask a nachri to bring you the water if it's water that you could have accessed without doing a malacha. V'chein nagu heter lomar af l'chadchila lein yudi lavi shechar o'shar dvarim derech karmelis obelo erev. And people are knowing, at least when it comes to carrying through a karmelis, to even ask an Einu Yehudi to carry for something for you through a karmelis, even though there's no Eruv, v'yav b'sheyesh l'achmir b'davar, and even though we should be machmir about such a thing, mikom lakom in limchos b'yadam akilin. We cannot object to those who are making l'tzorech Shabbos, if they're doing it l'tzorech Shabbos u'b'shas adchak, or it's a shas adchak, the yesh l'akab amir l'Einu Yehudi l'tzorech k'moshen v'arasim v'shin zayin v'kol shkem v'chei agavna, because you're allowed to do amir l'nachri when there is a major tzorech. So if it's amir l'nachri and it's only otzah midrabanan, and anyway we have the opinion that holds that this isn't called getting hana'a, and it's a tzorech Shabbos over here, so you certainly cannot object to those who are makel. Sivkat nun zayin mishbur v'yesh matirin ha'achronim nitchuku ma'od b'tam hadavar. The achronim struggle with the reason for this. Ta'ava yesh makilin de'besamach lomatzinu she'ikilu raklin in d'yeved. Even the yesh makilin, we only find that they were makel b'd'yeved. Avalo l'chadchila l'hater amir le'in yehudi. No one ever said you're allowed to do so l'chadchila afilu b'karmelis v'kolshkem b'rishus rab. Even in a karmelis, and certainly not in rishus rabim. V'gamma she'tziyin ha'metzayin al zeh kolbo kasav magin avram d'lo nimtza zeh b'kolbo. And even that which the Ramah says, oh, I got this from the kolbo. Magin Avram says, I looked in the kolbo. It's not there. V'agra kasav du'das ravya amuv beis yosef simen shin zayin. The Gra, however, says that this is in fact the opinion of the ravya that says that you're even allowed to ask the Einu Yehudi to bring that stuff for you. O shar dvarim, and it doesn't have to be water, it could be anything else. Hainu dover shul tzorek Shabbos, because that's provided something you need a little bit for Shabbos. Derech karmelis, if he's bringing it through a karmelis. V'dark Moshe mashma, denagu lahakel, af perushus ram dilan. In the dark Moshe, it's mashma that the minig is to be mekel, even in our reshuyos harabim, which is not a reshus ram d'oraisa, because we don't have 600,000 people walking there every day. V'afal pishiesh lahachmir, and even though we should be machmir for ourselves, we cannot make a macha on others. Dimitam shvus to shvus ein matirin lechadchila rak b'tzor kodol, ol dvar mitzvah gemura. Why should we be machmir for ourselves? Because even a shvus to shvus is only mutter if it's a major tzorech, or it's a real big mitzvah. Kigon, shu tzorech hamashke lekiddush, olavi atav shelacham, shuuchan l'sud shabbos. The only type of tzorech that you'd be allowed to do shvus to shvus for is if you need this beverage to make kiddush on, or this is your chalent, it's your only hot food for your Suudas Shabbos, but stam for your eighth kugel at the meal, nah, it's not really such a tzorech, that we normally would not allow a shvus to shvus. And therefore, we personally should not ask a nachri to carry things through a karmelis for us. But ein limchos, we cannot make a macha'a against those who do it. V'al kol panim li'itin ma'os le'in yudi al zeh, but certainly don't pay him for it. V'gam li'itin lo'a kli li'odom. And also, don't give him the kli directly into his hand, nor receive it directly from his hand. Also, when he brings it, because we don't want the Jewish person doing part of the malacha, doing either the akira or the hanacha. That the only things that we could be makel with are things that really are a Shabbos necessity, where it would be difficult to go through Shabbos without them. And he counts beer in that category, because beer was, I guess, the primary beverage. But things that you don't need that much, kugon peiros, like fruits, ein lahakel, then we shouldn't be making. Even though you want to use those peiros for your Shabbos party, you want to have those cookies, you want to, but it's just for your Shabbos party, it's just a little extra tanug. V'lo yafa osin ha-mishalchan al-idein yudi McDonald's la-reach. ulchasan chutz la'erev. And it's not right that when people send something through with an einu yehudi, a delivery with an einu yehudi to a guest or to a chasan outside of an erev. Sometimes you have these non-Jewish stores that will do deliveries for you, and you want to get fresh fruit for Shabbos. So can you pay for it before and have them just deliver it to you on Shabbos? And it's in the neighborhood, and he could have technically walked it over, but he's carrying from outside of an erev. He's doing something that so that's luchara, not okay. We could be making, we said, either l'tzorach Shabbos, u b'shasad chak means or for the sake of a shasad chak. So we're going to stop there, but what we learned tonight is that even though the Mechaber holds that no Jew may use something that a Nachri brought from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah for a Jewish person, the Ramah quotes those who say you can use it, provided that you could have gone to the Rosh Hashanah to get it, and some are even makel to ask the Nachri to do it l'chadchila. The Ramah's machria to be makel if he's carrying through a karmelis. And then we said that the Mishbur is machmir for the Mechaber unless it's a tzorech gadol, which means something that is hard to go without, to go with over Shabbos without, and even then you can't pay him to do it or do either the Akira or the Hanacha. Okay, we will stop there, and everyone have a wonderful evening.